Hello, Ryan speaking.
Yeah, hi, Ryan. Can I speak to Danielle Deceiver?
Yeah, can I ask who's speaking?
Yes, Casey from Qantas in Sydney.
Okay, give me one sec. I'll see if she's available.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, how are you? It's Tracy from Qantas in Sydney.
Hello, Tracy. I'm doing fine. What about you?
Yeah, good, thank you, good. Do you have a couple of minutes? It's just in regards to the two remittance advices that you sent me the other week.
Yes, for sure.
I've noticed that there's a couple of duplicate payments that you've made on one and then you've made again on another payment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Yeah, so I can't actually do the payment because you've paid like invoices twice and things like that.
Yeah. Can you put the credit on my account and then we can just go for it? Like...
Okay, all right, so the ones that...
Yes.
Because you've got about, you've got one, two... You've got about four grand, really?
Yeah, okay. No, I guess, like, if you send me the duplicated ones, I'll check with my team.
Yeah.
But then I just need to, like... I don't know if you guys want to make the transfer for the double payment or if it's okay to have the credits unallocated in our account and then we can just deduct from our payment run. What do you think?
Yeah, I can. Do you want me to send you like a spreadsheet of what's happening?
Yes, oh, please. If you can send me, I will check what's going on.
Okay.
And then like I would just talk to my team and we can check what's going on and then like we can action, but if you can put the credit unallocated would be really good.
Okay, and leave the duplicate payment just sort of off and leave it.
Yes.
And then you can take it off in the next payment. All right, I noticed that you did another payment on the 20th of November for around
mm-hmm.
11 grand.
Yes.
Would you be able to send me the I might do that as well and then allocate it and then get everything in the big picture for you.
Yes, that's perfect.
So if I send you an email and ask you for the remittance advice for the 20th of November, are you able to send it to me?
Yes, for sure. We're supposed to send this automatic from our system. So what's the correct email address to send these remittances? Because we do payments on Thursdays.
Okay.
And basically, we're supposed to generate automatic remittance advice. It's the because you sent me an email the other day. Is that email that's supposed to be right?
That's a different one. So the one that the remittance advice should go to should be remittances@qantas.com.au. But
okay.
We've got like a query email, which is collections@.com.
Okay. So if you can send me the correct email, I will change in our system
okay.
and talk to my team about the duplicate. So.
All right. I might just come right back to you and say, can I get this remittance advice?
Yes.
Once we get the remittance from you, then I'll have a look at the third payment and then I'll be able
mm-hmm.
to send you a proper spreadsheet.
Perfect, Tracy. Sorry about that. I will check what happened and then we can just work on the allocation. And
okay.
then I guess like you're going to be fine.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you. Thank
you so much, Tracy, for your call. And yes, if I have any doubts, I will reach you out by phone, okay?
Okay, no worries. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.